Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, hey! What do you say?
Makes me so happy. John Forslund, the voice of the Seattle Kraken, also TNT Sports, joins us on the Adam Gold Show. I feel like wings. I don't know about you. How are you, sir?
I know where to go if you need some.
Oh, man, it's good to hear your voice. It has struck me that this has been kind of an odd season for the favorites. Obviously, Carolina struggled a lot early, kicked on, and I think are really playing very well. The Devils have been fits and starts all season long, and I think they were the third choice. Toronto has been kind of all over the map. Goaltending is at the front of all of these issues. And then you've got teams like Boston who, you know, they see David Krejci retire or Patrice Bergeron retire, and they get better. I don't get that, but that's another matter altogether. What do you make of the best, of the top of the league as we pass the halfway mark?
Well, here's what I've learned over the course of time. This is a hard league to forecast. It's a hard league to say in August and early September, you know, who the favorites are, and understand that everyone has a job to do and people like to do that and so on. And we can all look at how things align on paper and come up with conclusions. But this league is really difficult to gauge once it gets going, because there's so many factors that come into play. And you kind of outlined a lot of it, Adam, with some of the teams in the East. You know, not every team is perfect. You know, I'm sitting in a building right now where the Edmonton Oilers fired a coach, you know, almost made it, you know, where they wanted to go last year, you know, made it to the conference finals and were ousted by Vegas, you know, and they have the best player, two of the best players in the world and all of this. And they're digging out, and they're on an 11-game winning streak. They might make the playoffs. I think they will. And if they do, maybe they go deep. Who knows? You know, but then there's other teams, and there's other teams you expect more out of, and they don't quite meet it right now. And then there are teams who are, you know, put in place and are playing according to what we expected. So that's kind of the way the league is. I mean, the Vancouver Canucks in the West, you know, might be one of the best teams in the league. No one saw that coming. They look to be improved, but not to that level. The Bruins, sure, I think it was obvious that you could say you lose those two guys and they're going to take a step back and maybe not make the playoffs. But when you have a great coach and terrific goaltending and a structure and outstanding leadership and a culture, you're going to do well. And they've done very well. So I just think it's difficult. It's difficult to forecast the league, and you just kind of let the games come and go, and then you get to the end. And then that's a whole new story once the second season starts.
John Forslund is joining us here. By the way, the Kraken have kind of climbed back into it, 2 points out of the second wild card spot. Edmonton has 4 games in hand, so yeah, I agree. Edmonton's won 11 in a row, and they've got the two best players, you know, or the best player in the world, and then maybe the 6th best player in the world. So it certainly puts you a leg up. But there's even talk that they need goaltending. Are there enough goalies to go around for all the teams that theoretically need goalies?
No, they're not. And finding that solution is difficult. You know, finding an A-quality goaltender at this stage of the season or in and around the trading deadline might be easier to do, but there'll be some sacrifice or at least some financial concerns attached to it, or both, right, if you do that. You know, John Gibson's name has been thrown around, the Anaheim goaltender, for the majority of this season. He comes with a big price tag, and if I'm Anaheim, I'm not just giving him away, right? So you wait to see when teams are at their weakest moments, when they seem like they're desperate for it. You know, in the Eastern Conference, New Jersey would be one of those teams, maybe the Hurricanes. They seem to have figured it out a little bit, but I know it was an issue there for a while, and you have a health issue with Freddie Anderson and all of that. I get it. When you look at the teams that have goaltending, the Rangers, Vancouver, Tampa Bay's a team that you could flip a coin now whether or not they make it, but they have a superstar goaltender. You know what? They're set. You know,
right.
Connor Hellebuyck might be the best goalie in the league this year. And look where Winnipeg is right now, and no one expected that. So it's a big piece of the puzzle. It's just hard to acquire that. It really is.
Yeah, Carolina's goaltending, which has gotten better. Kochetkov went through a 10-game stretch where he was great, except for one game. Ronta, after the two-game stint with the Chicago Wolves, came back and played very well. I know he gave up five goals or four goals the last game, but I don't think any of them were on him. Those were just circumstances. But Carolina's goaltending problems, I think, are because of reliability in terms of availability more than anything else. We know what Ronta is. We know what, and Kochetkov had his issues physically last year, and Frederik Andersen, this is now the third year in a row. Where we get to a point in the season, and this is a different issue than he's had before, I think Carolina has to get another goalie just because of that.
They might have to. You know, that's certainly a good point. I don't know. As I watch them from a distance now, I think I saw them maybe at their worst at the beginning of December when I had them for TNT here in Edmonton.
Yes, you did.
That was miserable.
That was terrible.
But when I look at how they and what Rod did, he kind of put the pressure on the high end of the lineup and put it square at them in and around the holidays. And they came out of the holidays committed, led by Sebastian, right? So he was able to lead the team. To me, that's what it is. They just need to figure out how they need to play on a consistent basis to their identity and do it hard. When they relax, relax, they relinquish leads against Anaheim, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
When they relax, they have a bad third period like they did against Los Angeles. It has nothing to do with goaltending, in my opinion.
Okay.
I know it's easy to look at, and you can point fingers here and there, but this is, when they put the team down on paper, and when people were, in August and September, again, getting back to the first question, saying that they were going to go all the way and win the Cup, which they may do. Frederik Andersen and Antti Raanta were the healthy goalies that were going to get them there, right?
Yeah.
And it's fair to say that both guys are wild cards. Both guys have had health concerns. Both guys have age attached to them. And both guys have had kinds of their ups and downs. But the team is so good that the team should be able to override that. So for me, it's getting their best players to be that every night, getting them to get ahead of games and check the other team into the ice and play with that undying commitment that he wants, he being the coach. If they can do that on a more consistent basis from everybody, they're going to be tough to beat. The problem is it's not everybody all the time, in my opinion.
Well, that is true. They definitely have some gaps in their lineup. I know Rod wants to get a right-handed center. And I'm not sure that the people who would make those decisions are as enamored with Elias Lindholm as I am. But I have always been enamored with him anyway. John Forslund is joining us, the voice of the Seattle Kraken. Plus,
he's a good player. I'm with you on that.
I love everything about him. You can play him in all situations.
Yeah.
We all know he wanted to play for Rod before the trade.
Right.
Out west. Colorado was going through a rough patch, and they seem to have righted the ship. Do you think it's between them and Vegas? And I know Winnipeg is having a great season behind Hellebuyck and Vancouver, but is it still about Colorado and Vegas?
No, not exactly. It could be, but you can't discount Vancouver, and you can't discount Dallas. And we have to respect what Winnipeg's done. Do I think that they can do it and go all the way today? No. Certainly Vegas can and has. Certainly Colorado can and did. Colorado has the highest end skill as a group that you want to throw out there as a core. Their key is, finding the other slots and filling some of those other slots. Getting consistent goaltending. I know Georgiev's had a great year. He's an all-star. He leads the league in wins, but he's still an up-and-down guy for me,
right.
And he's got to prove it in the playoffs. Dallas is sound. Dallas might need a couple of pieces at the trading deadline. If they get what they want, they're going to be a tough out, especially if Jake Oettinger delivers in goal. Vancouver Canucks are an excellent team. You know, Thatcher Demko is healthy. He's an elite goalie. They start with him. But then when you get to Elias Pettersson and JT Miller and Quinn Hughes, and you go right down the line, and then there's Rick Tocchet commanding the troops and getting them to play a team game, they're tough. And they're a team that probably a lot of people are overlooking right now, but you should not. So those are the clubs. You just saw L.A. and Raleigh earlier in the week.
I like L.A.
They had a terrific start. They're a good team. They're a good team. I don't trust their goaltending 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's average to very good. I don't think it's excellent by any stretch of the imagination. So we'll see where it goes. They're well coached. They have a great team game. They can suffocate you defensively. You know, then there's the Oilers, and then there's a cluster of teams, including the team I work for, that are going to scratch and claw to try and get in. And the Kraken have done a remarkable job recovering from a challenging start to put themselves in a position where at least they'll have a sniff.
Good. If you have play an outdoor game, I think you make the playoffs. I think that's that's what it is. Very cool.
Okay.
By the way,
I'll go with that. It was fantastic. It was a great day.
Man,
fantastic.
Let me ask you real quick before we have to say goodbye to John Forsen about Marc-Andre Fleury, who in terms of his numbers this year has certainly not been great, but at the end of his contract, Stanley Cup pedigree, how in demand is he going to be? Which is probably a rhetorical question. And do you think he is interested in being a deadline acquisition?
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I think he's always interested because history has proven that. Because in the other places and other times that this has happened where he's a piece and he's moved around, that's how he ended up in Minnesota where he is now. People were saying, nah, he doesn't want to move again. He doesn't want to do it. I think he does. I think he'd like to do it. I just think at this stage of his career and how he's played this year, he can deliver to a point. If you're a team that needs a guy to carry the water and you think you can go 2 months of the Stanley Cup playoffs and win it all, I'm not 100% sure he's the guy that's going to get you there. He could probably help in, with a tandem. He could probably go into a playoff series and flip the momentum around and get hot and carry you away. But I don't think you can go in with, say, a problem and say that, you know, the flower at this stage of his career is going to save everything. I think Gibson's more or less that guy if somebody can pry Gibson away from Anaheim. I think he could go in and this would completely re-energize him. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a goalie that's faced more shots and made more saves than John Gibson in the last 3 years. And he loses almost every time out just based on the team he plays for. So he would be a guy that I think you could say John Gibson's our goalie. You know, if you say you're New Jersey and that's what you want to do,
right?
That would make sense. But they're going to have to sacrifice to get him. They'll end up paying, you know, in terms of a cap hit moving forward. And then you're going to also end up sacrificing some of their young talent, which they have a boatload of.
Gosh.
So they're probably in a position to make that move, and maybe they do.
John Forsland, it's so cool to talk with you. I do want wings now. Maybe we'll see you. We'll see you during the playoffs, and we'll have wings.
Go to Buffalo, brothers, and ship some out here to the Edmonton chapter. Trying to get a franchise out here, but so far it hasn't worked.
There should be an Edmonton chapter. Edmonton and a Seattle chapter.
Yeah, well, Seattle's a no-brainer. Yeah, Matt's actually come out to Seattle, and he's. We've already done a site survey, so that'll be good.
Yeah. Excellent. John, thank you so much.
Yeah. Take care, Adam. Love you, man.
All right, man. You too. John Forsen, the voice of the Kraken, TNT Sports as well, here on The Adam Gold Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.